Hi Ashwini, how are you doing?
Neelam, how are you?
I'm all good and so happy to have you in another soulful Sunday evening.
So am I. Very happy to have you as well. And I so look forward to the soulful Sunday conversations which we have
Same
and
here.
sharing with
Same
everyone.
here. Same here. So hi everyone, this is me, Neelam Sharma. And I have with me Unicorn Insight founder Ashwini Chube. She is my teacher as well as I work
Soul
with
sister.
Unicorn Insight. Yes, we are soul sisters too. And so we have decided to spend our Sunday evenings, getting into deep dive for the topics that have always intrigued us. So one of them is today's topic. It's very interesting, Ashwini, and it has been part of the course that I have done with you. Yet again and again I am drawn towards it, so that's why I chose this topic.
Yes.
So tell me, Ashwini, today's topic is soul agreements and pre-birth decisions. So tell me, how does it affect our present life? What is it all about? And then I'll
Yes,
ask more questions about it.
absolutely. So thank you first and foremost for being so amazing and for initiating this topic, because I'm sure so many of us will be interested in knowing what is this whole soul contracts and pre-birth decisions, pre-life decisions. So I'm sure many people who are watching this are quite keen to know about this topic, and I'm so sure that people will take a lot from this conversation. And the whole idea of Soulful Sunday, just before we go to the topic, I'm going to say why the whole idea of Soulful Sunday came into picture. So the first and most important reason is me and Neelam, we always have these conversations. In fact, anyone from Team Unicorn, when we all come together, whether it is me, Neelam, me, Namrata, me, Neelam, Bansuri, all of us, when we talk, it opens up something new and something huge comes up. And then we thought, why not convert these conversations as, a topic of discussion? Because there will be, if people hear these conversations, there is so much rich information available. And hence we came up with this whole concept of Soulful Sunday. So that is the first thing before we actually go ahead and get into the topic. Now coming to the topic, and Neelam, this topic is equally close to my heart. As much as you have enjoyed talking about, learning about, and all about this topic. So first and foremost, let's go to what are pre-life decisions. So as we all are aware, for the very basics, we are a soul in a human body. And as a soul, we have experiences in a human body which help us learn lessons
Evolve.
and to evolve, to ascend, to grow. And all of this is a part of our soul's journey. We take numerous lifetimes, we take different bodies. Bhagavad Gita talks about that just like a person changes his clothes, the soul changes the body and evolves. So today I'm wearing this, tomorrow I'm going to wear something else. Just like that, our soul chooses a body, goes through learnings as a part of life and evolves at what we call as going to heaven or crossing over time between two births, is where we take the summary of all the lessons we have learned. So now imagine you are a soul and you have decided to take birth, and now you will be given a human body. You will be told that, okay, so now you will be given this human body called as Ashwini Chube, and you have to live that life. And this is the purpose of your life. So, technically, before we are born, we sit down with our spiritual guides, with our ascended masters, with our higher beings, with all the beings who are higher, who are our teacher souls. And this time is approximately, if you ask in earth years, this time span, it's somewhere close to 2 years of Earth's time. And together we sit and decide, A, what lessons do we need to master during this lifetime? Secondly, if there is any karma which we need to balance, of course, if you're going to take birth, it definitely means you have karma to balance. what personality traits you will possess in order to go through the life lessons, and most important, what will be your life purpose? How will you serve the world? What you will do? Okay, and this forms a part of our entire soul's blueprint. So for all of you who know that, we also give your soul report as a part of services of Unicorn Insight, where we give you all of this. What is your purpose? And you know, it's a channeled report. So the soul report, this is what forms the base of your soul's blueprint. Okay, now we take hundreds of lives, different lifetimes. We take different body forms, and we are here to master lessons like forgiveness, unconditional love, right? Compassion. Then also empathy, connecting to people, probably even things like tolerance and acceptance, what I call as allowance in Access Consciousness language, and many more lessons, of course. Now, as we grow and as we take lives, we keep on incurring what we call as negative karma, or what we call as negative karma or negative debt. Okay, and this can happen because of wrong action, this can happen because of wrong choices, but still we need to go through this because we are here to learn. It's just like you make mistakes in exam, but you learn through them and you will not make the mistake again. So similarly, we make mistakes and we learn through them. Now, over lifetimes, we will be repairing this karma, okay, and we will be mastering the lessons. Now, you know, many times people meet me, Neelam, and they say that, okay, why am I going through all of this? Okay, why is this happening to me? Of course, we make choices in life and everything is on the basis of the choices we make. But why do we make those choices? Have we ever thought, why do we make those choices? We make those choices not just from the intellect, but also because we have a lot of residual energy within us, which makes us make those choices. And we also, through our actions, through our choices, we intend to release this negative karma. For example, you suffer. Something happens, you suffer a lot. And after that suffering is over, you realize something big comes to you. Okay, life is like a wave. You fall, you come, you fall down, you come up, you fall down, you come up. And you realize that, so you don't realize it now, but you realize it post-life that, oh, you know, that was, I went through that suffering, I negated that karma. Through that suffering, I negated the karma. Also, all karma negation will not happen through suffering. There's sometimes you might do a general act of kindness for someone out of no expectation for that person, just because your heart tells you, I really want to do this. Maybe you sponsor someone's education, you help a poor child with education, or you feed a poor person, or you do some kind of generous work, not because you want to be the cool charitable person, but just because of act of generosity.
You felt like doing this.
Now these acts also negate the karma. Okay. And it is through the process of rebirth, reincarnation, taking different lifetimes, we try to negate this karma until and unless it is totally negated. And then that is what they call as you are moving towards moksha. Now, a lot of negative karma, which we might have incurred in past lives, we are not aware that this is a negative karma I have incurred in past life, but it stays inside what I call as my subconscious. What is subconscious? In science, it's subconscious mind. But that is the part of your soul which is in the ether, which is connected to the whole cosmos.
Yep.
And you have access to it because you have at some level, you know that this is what you need to work on. So you will choose circumstances, okay, which will provide you with opportunities for learnings, to repay your karmic debts and to learn those lessons. Okay, so the first thing which happens is you choose your parents. We choose exactly those individuals whom we need as nurturers when we are children. Sometimes people don't have good parents, kind parents, and that could be because it's a karmic thing. That's the reason you're born to them. Or sometimes you have parents who really help you with your evolution. Or sometimes you have the kindest parents who help you become very compassionate, who inculcate the values that you have to be kind. This is what you have to do. And you learn that. Also, when you choose your parents and your family, it's a circumstance around you. It guides you to the soul family which you belong in. And you also have mutual things to exchange. I'm not going in detail of that because there we are going into family karma and ancestral karma. But most of the times, or all the times, our parents are those with whom we have something to, you know, some karma to settle. And many times they say that your children come to you because you have a karma to settle. And so many people come to me who do not have their own children. And they are saying that, you know what, couples come to me and they say, we are really, for the longest time, we are trying for a baby, but we do not have a child. And we don't know what to do. Everything is physically fine with us, emotionally fine with us. We have the money to have the child and all of that, but we still don't have the child. And my answer is, sometimes you are not having a child because your karma as a parent to give to the next generation is over. You know, when we learn hypnotherapy, we learn all of this. In family constellations too, we learn all of this. But here what I want to say is, a lot of things which are happening in terms of our family is because of the karma which we need to settle, especially when it comes to parents. So if someone who is watching this, who has had the grief of not having a child, please know this. Like, for example, I felt for the longest time that I'm not a biological mother, and I used to feel that oh, this is, you know, maybe I've done something wrong. But when I realized this, that my karma is over and maybe I'm here only to do the kind of work which I need to do, and it just set me free, you know, that sense of grief was just gone. And I now feel that's why I always say we heal through wisdom, because through wisdom is that what you heal. So we choose our parents, we also choose our personality. So Neelam, there's a reason why you and I are like this, okay? We also choose our name and our date of birth. And this is very interesting because many times people say that the name which we choose has some significance in our life, right?
And yes, and when people ask you to change your name, you know, I had met a person, she told me that, okay, your name is not good for you, you should change your name. And when you change your name, things will start happening in a different manner with you. Maybe you will have more wealth or professional success, whatever. I did change my name for some time, for like 1 month or so, but in my heart I was not feeling very, very good about it. I was feeling heavy about it. I just thought that this is the name I've been known for, right? This
it's
is a
my
name
identity.
It's my identity. My parents have given me this name so lovingly. I didn't know that, you know, we choose our name, but I relate so much with this name. And my name means, you know, blue sky. And I really feel that I'm like sky. I'm very
just
open
like the
person.
Sky. Yeah. And you know, that brings me to my name too, Neelam. So when my parents always tell this to me, that when I was being born, my grandmother chose the name Ashwini. And my parents liked it, and they said that I really like this name, I think we will go with it. And because Dadi ne chuna tha, it of course had its own thing, but I never thought about it, and always known as Ashwini, Ash and all of that. But over a period of time, as from the corporate world, from banking, I moved over to healing.
Ashwini Kumars are the healers, right? You are
body.
A healer, Ashwini.
Exactly.
That's why you chose this name.
And that's why I chose this name. And, you know, that's why it seems they put it in the minds of your caregiver. Your angels actually put your name in the minds of your caregiver. So probably my grandmother was a very spiritual lady. Both my grandparents were. In fact, they had a very high spiritual I would say they were more of the bhakti yoga spirituality, but so definitely it came to her. And then she told my dad that what if we name this, and my mom and dad, both of them, they said we like the name. And that's what my soul
on this, I would like to give another incident. It's a very empowering incident, and you know, I was going through very tough time and I wanted some help. I went to Ashwini and I had gone to some other healer. She suggested me that, you know, I really had a bad karma and I was a very bad soul, then that's why everything is happening to me, and I don't know what. And I was like down, I was depressed, and then Ashwini said, Neelam, don't, please don't get into all this.
Yes.
Let's do Akashic record for you, that will heal you.
Yeah.
And I was least aware about Akashic record, and I went on the session with Ashwini. So Ashwini, thanks to you, Ashwini told me everything, why my soul is like this, why I chose this name. So I've always been Shiva's devotee in my yes. past life, and I chose this name because Neelam, Neelkanth.
Neelkanth.
So this is how I got my name. And
yes,
I don't know, Ashwini, you told me that I have been Shiva's devotee in my
always.
Past life, but since my birth, I felt that relation with Shiv. I don't know why, and I never worshipped him as Baba. I worshipped him as someone, as my husband. And when, you know, my Fufaji was a very famous astrologer, he saw my birth chart and he said, your husband is Shiv. And I was like, what is this? Matlab, Shivji itni baar mere jeevan mein aaye hain aur aisa hi raha relation, and you also proved that. Then I recommend all of you to go through Akashic record with Ashwini or Unicorn Insight, because there I found answers to many questions relating to the topic that we are
yes.
discussing right now,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Why I am this, what is my life purpose, and how and when I chose those events in my life.
Correct. Because, you know, Akashic records is like a camera chasing you, recording all your lifetimes. Just like how you know what has happened in this lifetime, you are aware because we have that memory. But imagine we have 1,000 lifetimes, and all these 1,000 lifetimes, there have been positive, negative, different kinds of incidents which have happened. And you know, that that's the reason why with Akashic healing, a lot of new things just get opened up. And I have been fortunate to learn Akashic record healing from two different teachers, and I have been practicing it since the last 9 years. So it has personally given me a lot of breakthroughs in my life. And Neelam, thank you for putting that topic here, because that brings us to our next point, that we also choose what kind of negative events and traumas we will encounter. So it's all a learning, right? So in order to learn life lessons, we decide that this is what we will be going through. And no matter what we do, we go through that. Now, here is a small, small point which I want to make, especially for people who will watch this video and who will feel, bapre, matlab life mein bahut dangerous cheeze hongi kya? So I will say that there is one thing which can change and make those karmas mild for you. I mean, you know, when I mean karmas, if you have a karma which you have to go through, no matter what you do, you cannot escape it. But if you have a guru, if you have a spiritual guru, he can help you, he or she can help you elevate to the level where that negative karma can be erased.
Yes.
So most important is that. Secondly, you know, as in Access Consciousness, we say your choices. You know, everything is about the choices you make. And when you make the choice which makes you feel light, you know, you move through the path of love. And when you move through the path of love, you learn through the path of love. So your life doesn't become traumatic. Okay. The lessons, though, we cannot escape. We just cannot escape. And it will be foolish to say that we can escape the lessons. No, but with the Guru Kripa, everything is possible. And secondly, honoring your heart, because that is what is connected to the soul of the universe. And that is what will help you make choices which will make your life easy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The healing starts when you get to know that, you know, you have chosen this life, you have chosen
absolutely.
All these events, and you know, it all depends on the choices
absolutely.
That you are making right now as well. So my
yes.
healing started at that point of time when I had the Akashic session with you, when
yeah.
you know, I got to know that you, why I have chosen these events in
absolutely.
My life.
Absolutely. Healing is revealing.
Yes. And then acceptance, and love towards my personality or my decision came, and then I am into much more peaceful state now because of that session.
So you know, Neelam,
thank you so much for that session.
Thank you, Neelam. Thank you for choosing, and thank you for being, you know, because people go through sessions, but you know, thank you for expressing that gratitude. So Neelam, you know, that will also bring me to the next thing. Now there are a set of possible outcomes of every karmic thing. For example, you are going to have this lesson, but your choices will determine your timeline. So if you make an empowering choice, you will, the impact of karma will be very mild, and you will be able to handle that situation with ease. So with guru, of course, and connecting to your spiritual team becomes very important here, because your team, your spiritual team will be with you, your guardian angels, the ascended masters you connect to, your entire spiritual team will be responsible for your healing, and they will help you go through this, and they will help you be aware that okay, this is what we can do here, and this is what will help us move ahead. And the most important thing, which will be, you also choose the negative people who will come in your life. So all of us have faced both negative and positive people. The negative people in our life are our biggest teachers. They are the ones who are going to help us ascend even higher, because had they not given us this tough time, probably we wouldn't have moved to spirituality, right?
Yes, if I wouldn't have met, thankful to them.
But of course, it's very human to feel that anger, to feel, you know, that really, you know, why did you give me this much difficult time?
Hurt remains for a long time.
But I realized one thing. The moment you realize the lesson, God will send you a contrasting person. This has been my experience. I recently met a few very negative people, very negative. And I acknowledged that, okay, these are the negative people who are really troubling me in my life. And then I had that awareness, and the next thing I realized was, I actually saw people who were stark opposite of that, which means the people were extremely positive, extremely helpful, and I just felt that, wow, this is how the universe blesses you. So the very thing you hate the most in your enemies or people who you don't want to, you know, they will help you heal your shadows. And once you heal your shadows, you move to the next level. You know, in our Golden Authentic Self coaching, we talk a lot about how our shadows will help us return to our golden self, our highest self. Of course, that discussion will be for some other time. But that's the reason, be grateful to people who are being negative to you. And the next thing which is important to you is, you will also choose the time of your awakening, and you will also choose what will be your spiritual blueprint, or what we call as your soul's plan. Okay, and here what we spoke about, agreements, you know, soul agreements come into picture. Many times we have soul agreements which our soul has created in order to make sure that we don't falter on our path. So soul agreements are the agreements which we have made, that these are like the important milestones in our life. This is what will happen. For example, one of the most important things I always talk about is meeting your life partner, or meeting your, you know, like people call it different, like your spiritual counterpart or your twin flame, whatever you call it. Because your partner, your life partner, or your spiritual soulmate will determine a lot of things in your spiritual life. Similarly, the work you do. If you are on the wrong path and if you are not pursuing your life purpose, universe will kick you towards your life purpose. And no matter what, you will be kicked towards your life purpose. If you resist, I know people who keep losing jobs. Okay. And in spite of losing jobs, they don't choose their life
purpose.
They get into another job.
Why it is happening again and again and again and again.
But they don't realize. They just say market kharab hai, job gaya. That's it. But they don't say that, oh, it's, you know, maybe I need to look. But you know, the signs, for example, if your if you lose a job, your company shuts down and things are continuously not going well, know that you're on the wrong path. So these are some soul lessons. Or sometimes people go through really bad marriages and the person is really toxic. And why is it happening to them? What is the reason? The reason is because that person is teaching you a lesson. Maybe the person who is an abusive partner is teaching you what not to ask for in a partner. But people stay in those marriages for societal reasons. And they suffer. And if they would have walked out of that marriage or that relationship, they would have realized that this is not what I want in a partner, and then they are focusing on what they want in a partner, they will attract that partner. But that doesn't happen always.
Absolutely.
And people don't. So these are some of the things. So sometimes, like I said, not having a child is a very it's a very big trigger. And today's Mother's Day, so every year on Mother's Day, I think of the women who come to me for healing. They say, please do my healing. They want to conceive, they want to have a child. And in spite of doing healing, sometimes, of course, it just works. They conceive, they have a baby. But there are so many couples, like I will say there is a 50-50 ratio. There are 50% people who come for healings or for readings or for clearings and they conceive, they have a baby. And then there are 50% of the people who, in spite of doing everything, they don't. And they feel, what is it? And it's a soul contract, right? And they realize that, but people will not make peace with these things. And that's why people stay unhappy. But if you make peace with things, or even illnesses, chronic illnesses, or anything to do with health, all of these things are your soul's. Soul has decided that these are the lessons. And these are the lessons I will go through. Probably you will keep meeting people who are very, very rude to you. And your lesson is to stand up for yourself, to become more upfront, to talk to people and to tell people in the eye that, listen, you cannot treat me like this. That is your sole purpose.
Yes, for a long time I was a very people pleasing person.
Same with
in
me.
Sense, I didn't want to hurt people. Absolutely. So I used to mince my words. I used to use my words very cautiously if I'm
Absolutely.
Giving the feedback, so that the other person shouldn't get hurt. But that, my image and I was not happy inside. And, my image or my aura for others was that, okay, ye to aise hi hai na, iska kya hai.
You become enablers.
Kuch nahi kar sakte. I had become an enabler.
So you don't come across as a strong personality. Even I realized it very late. In my late 30s, I realized that, oh, dude,
yes.
Come on. Being an angel and being a... it's not going to help you.
Healer does not mean... Yeah. And it does not mean that we should not be upfront or we should not be direct in our approach.
And I realized that you can be extremely kind and yet very upfront. You can be extremely kind and yet tell people that, I do not accept ill treatment. And you can be a great leader and be very kind and very compassionate, which is what my learning was. And after I learned that, of course, there is no looking back for sure. But
yes.
I'm sure a lot of us spend years not being that. So all of these things are life lessons. Now I look back and I see, oh, these are life lessons. And the most three important lessons which we have in our life, and the three most important triggers and soul contracts. One is your partner or your soul counterpart. Now, some of us are married already to our soul counterparts. And you realize that when you're married to your soul counterpart, your life becomes very beautiful. You grow together. Okay. And, you are in... So, if the couples who are in a very stable, happy relationship and who grow together, who are, who feel that part of their life is sorted, taken care of, they are with their soul counterparts and they are together. They are in what we call as union. So that is one thing. But if you are with a toxic partner, many people believe a person who is very toxic. So people tell me that I have a twin flame because that person is abusive to them. I said, your twin flame will be basically the person who will love you, who will unconditionally support you the way you are. And
yes.
That's it. There is no other definition of a twin flame. So your soul counterpart,
we'll
or
talk
your,
about twin flame in
we will,
detail
we will
in
have
another
a talk
session,
about
because
it.
it's a very deep topic, and
absolutely,
I had lot of misconceptions about this topic.
Yes.
Now thanks to you and other team members of Unicorn, I have clarified it a lot.
Yes.
I know that there are people who have so many, you know, and especially the Western spiritual world, they have made twin flame a very I mean, they always relate twin flame with, yes, with love angles, romantic relationships,
yes.
I don't know what. So
yes,
we'll talk about it.
So
but
yes,
I agree with you.
Also,
your soulmate can be a different person other than your life partner, or
yes,
your twin flame
yes.
cannot always be your life partner.
But at the same time, if you are with a toxic person and you are just being stupid, and you are taking sorry for the verbal language, but if you're taking a lot of shit from some person and then you're saying I'm doing this because he's my twin flame, you are stupid. You know, I can just say that. So don't be stupid. If there is a toxic man or a toxic woman in your life, walk away. I always say that, because you will open up your life for a more supportive healing partner, or a supportive or a healing counterpart. I have seen so many of my friends, so many people in my family who have had beautiful marriages, and they've grown together. And, you know, when I observe, I see they both are very focused on growing in the same direction. So that will be the first thing about your soul counterpart. But if you're not married, or you are not with your twin flame, don't say that a toxic person is my twin flame. Please don't do that. Don't commit that mistake. So of course your soul relationship is the first thing. The second thing is your body, any health troubles which you will go through since childhood till the time you get old. And the third is of course your life purpose, or career is a very very three-dimensional world. When I quit my investment banking job, a lot of people said that she gave up her career. I said, no, I did not give up my career. I just quit a job because I had to grow my career in a better direction. But that's not a career. It's my life purpose. I am all time thinking about how I can be a contribution to people's life. I'm all time learning. I'm teaching 5 courses and I'm learning 3. I'm all the time doing this work. Even when I am, you know, as they say that there is little distinction between work and play, because I just love doing what I do and it enriches me every single day. So, of course, your life purpose is the term I use, because, you know, in our coaching services, of course, we give life purpose coaching. Life purpose coaching is way bigger than career coaching. Career coaching could be about just giving you a job, but life purpose is way bigger than that. And if you
and,
can...
And you align your life purpose with your career.
Yes.
You know, you don't realize how much you attain, not as a professional, but as an individual as well, and the kind of happiness that you get and
absolutely
success you get is unimaginable.
Absolutely. And very important, you don't find it by fluke. There is work. You know, people don't realize that finding your life purpose is a lot of work, because you have to fine-tune it. When I began Unicorn Insight in 2016, I was told by a lot of people that I spoke to you in our last talk too, that started as a training company, because training is the only thing which works, and I had to fine-tune it for the last.
I remember that. I remember all of
the time.
Yeah, our discussions at that point
yes,
of time.
Yes, but now it is more refined. So life purpose is work. Relationships is work. Working on your physical body, on your whether it is your digestive system, whether it is your breathing, whether it is work. And people often see people who are happy and successful, and then they say, you are just lucky. Dude, we work it out, and day and night we are working.
Yep.
Right? So these are the three prime areas where we have soul contracts. And of course, relationships, the bigger a circle, like your partner is your primary relationship, but the second cycle is the second circle next to it is your parents, if you have siblings, your own children. We spoke about children at the start of this call. And maybe if you have a few close set of friends, that is the next circle. Your extended family comes after that. Your work family comes after that. So next time when you're thinking whom you're giving importance to, please sit and understand that people come to your life for
be
a reason.
Be mindful.
Yes. People come to your life for a reason. If someone is triggering you, they are your biggest teacher. And these are pre-life lessons. So I think we have spoken enough about it. I can go on talking about this for days together, and you know, I can never get bored of this.
Same
and
here.
And this is the reason why we've created and curated a special course, which is a 12-week certification course. And it is, there are three levels of it. Each level goes for 12. The first level goes for 12 weeks. The second level goes for almost 20 to 24 weeks. And then there is a work experience or an internship, after which there is the third and final level. And you can intern with us, or you can, you know, intern anywhere else. And after you graduate from our Gyanaganj school as a certificate holder, you can go out and be a spiritual practitioner counselor, or you can choose to work with us as a part of Team Unicorn Insight. So I'm so excited about this course, and that's the reason we've made this this course. It's curated itself, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I've just given you 5% of chapter one of the chapters of this course, so you can imagine what all we will be discussing.
I can vouch for that.
Yes, and Neelam is our first student. She of course will be joining as a teacher once she is done with the training. And we really would want to have a lot of fun with this course, because people think spirituality is mumbo jumbo. No, it is a science.
No.
Unfortunately, as I always say, the books were destroyed, the literature was destroyed. But it's time to get back to our roots, tap in our rich culture, and empower ourselves. And that's why we are Empower, Ascend, Grow.
Absolutely. Wow. Unicorn is an empowered,
yes,
circle of people.
Absolutely.
Circle.
Absolutely. So I hope, Neelam, you had fun. I think I spoke
I
much more than you.
Fun.
I was just talking.
The topic is so interesting.
Interesting,
you know,
right?
You were talking. I just wanted to listen more and more.
I know.
Because it can never end.
It can never end. And
every
just
time
because
it gives me a new insight about new my
insight.
Life decision, my life, everything that I have done, why I do, why I behave in a particular manner, why,
yes,
I love a particular thing. You told
Absolute.
Me that you have been a dancer. And, you know, since childhood, I was so happy to see, you know, dancers. And
see, it is Shiva's energy again.
Yeah.
You know, so I have always seen, and you know, when you spoke about Shiva, I wanted to just add before we end this video, I would like to add one thing, which is a lot of us who are attracted to Shiva, who are devotees of Shiva, are the ones who are learning detachment.
Yes.
Okay. One of my personal
the
lessons
God of
has
detachment.
Been detachment. And if you have, like, for example, again, because again, coming to astrology, you and I, both of us have, you have an Aquarius in your birth chart, and I have a very strong Aquarius in my birth chart too. And when I was very young, someone had told my father that your daughter will, you know, she has a spiritual angle to her life, and as she grows, it will come to her. And my dad said, wow, that's interesting, because, you know, as I always say, my parents are very spiritual. My grandparents were very spiritual. So there was always this environment in my house. So a lot of us who have Aquarius in their chart and who are who have a spiritual streak to them, they will be attracted to the energy of Shiva. That's the reason I have been always attracted to Shiva. I was born on Monday, and I embody all the qualities. I try to embody all the qualities, which include dance, which include meditation, dhyana, and of
yes.
course detachment is one thing which I'm still learning, and it's a difficult lesson. It just tells you when you need to be detached, but
most difficult lesson. I can tell you.
So thank you, Neelam, for this wonderful
thank
discussion.
You, Ash. I love today's discussion. Thank you. And
thank you all our viewers
for
yes.
giving time to us. We just love to have you, and these soulful Sundays are not only created for us, it's created for you as well. Do send us your topic of interest. We'll talk
yes.
about
it. We will love to talk about
it. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Neelam, and have a very nice evening, and namaste to all of you. If you like our video, please subscribe to our channel. We promise to bring you more amazing content. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you.